Michigan City has been working with some world-class consultants to help us plan our downtown and implement the strategy for the future to create public art space within our community. The public plaza will be a community space for concerts, shows, exhibitions, vendors, street musicians. I mean, we'd like to see our community of about 30,000 people spend, 200 days to 300 days a year with local events and have a place and activities within our downtown. So having a program plaza, I think, will make Michigan City a year-round destination.
How long has this project been in the works?
Well, I mean, the city started about 3 years ago to put together what they call the Lake Michigan Gateway Implementation Strategy. And that was a lot of community input on what they want to see happen within the Uptown Arts District. And so one of the projects I identified was a public space for the community to come to. And so now we're in the process of identifying where the location should be. And, of course, it's a change for the community. And part of the change is looking at areas that are undeveloped or buildings that have been empty for years. And this area fits where we think would be the best place to have a centralized area for our citizens to come to.
Now tell us, what is there right now at 701 through 705 Franklin Street? Because that's the area that is being thought about for the good place for this public plaza.
Currently two empty buildings that have a lot of environmental issues. And, we've looked into the cost of rehabbing because, of course, the city would like to see any historic buildings safe. After having a number of, experts go through the building, we realized that it would cost us almost $4 million to rehab the building.
Are these buildings that are from the turn of the 20th century, like 1890s or earlier?
1911. Once we look at the cost of almost $4 million, which didn't include a bit of mold, lead, asbestos, or anything like that. So we're just at that base level. So it becomes, where do we spend the money to rehab, or do we find another use that will benefit the whole community? And so based on the community input and the Lake Michigan Implementation Strategy, we think that the best use of this property is the creation of public space, which means a plaza for our downtown.
I know that the change.org petition talks about this in great detail, and you can always go and take a look at that if you'd like. Also, too, it mentions, too, about some of the plans, I guess, the Michigan City Redevelopment Commission is looking at as well, too, not only for taking down these old buildings that have problems, creating the public plaza, but also some redevelopment that's also planned for the area. Tell us a little bit about what goes beyond just creating this public plaza.
Well, I mean, there's a number of projects in that document. I mean, one of the ones we implemented last year was just having Washington Street and Pine Street become two-way streets. I mean, that's been a big plus for people coming to the downtown and having that access. There are future plans to have, the program space within the downtown. Currently, we have incentives that attract restaurants to our downtown. Over the past 18 months, we've had probably over 8 new restaurants in the Michigan City downtown.
Wow.
And so, right now, one of the project that we're just about to get started is the demolition of the old police station and the old news dispatch building. And that'll be about 3 or 4 acres we can use for an RFQ for, we'd like to see some kind of multi-tenant, multi-use facility in the area. So it means retail, office, /hotel, whatever, and that's right near the waterfront. So there's those type of projects that are, identified, and we're in the process of working with property owners and the community to make those things happen.
Now, if you get this project going, if the work is going through the Redevelopment Commission, as you hope, that they agree that that these current structures in the 700 block of Franklin Street really shouldn't be saved, even though they may be historic in some nature, what's the timetable that you would like to see followed through?
Right now, once I think it's going through the Historic Review Board, and then it'll be going back before the commission. And I think they'd like to see the demolition start early spring and hopefully complete by the end of summer. And then hopefully we'll have, do the typical process of acquiring a consulting firm to design the plaza and of course, hopefully construction can begin next summer. The goal is to get this done within the next 2 years.
That'd be great. We're talking with Clarence Hulse, who's the Executive Director of the Economic Development Corporation of Michigan City. We're talking about a project that would take some dilapidated buildings along the 700 block of Franklin Street in downtown Michigan City and turn it into a public plaza for benefit and some great benefit as well, too. We know that the downtown Michigan City is thriving more so than it has for years. All the business is not there by the casino. It's now in downtown. And, of course, Washington Park is still very much an anchor to what happens in downtown Michigan City these days. What kind of public support do you have besides this petition that's on change.org for this public plaza project?
Well, we definitely have the support of the mayor and the city council. They've been very supportive of this concept. We've had a number of the local business community, the merchants downtown. We'd love to see this project come to fruition. They see this being a magnet for, shoppers and bringing more people downtown on a daily basis. I think overall, I think the community supports seeing their downtown becoming beautiful and active and attracting both the visitors and local residents. So I think overall, I think the project has a lot of support.
And I mentioned, too, that even with a public plaza like this, we focus so much on warm weather events, obviously, because Washington Park is not terribly far away. And that's going to, of course, bring not only visitors to the beach, but also over to whatever happens at this plaza. But you probably can come up with some interesting things during the cold weather months that can happen there in Michigan City, too, I would imagine.
Oh, yes. The goal is to have it programmed for at least 300 days of the year. So I can see in fall, summer, having music and other type of events, exhibitions and concerts. And then, of course, during the winter months, having it turned into a ice skating rink and, having activities regarding just around the whole winter months. So, yeah, I foresee this being a very active location for the city.
Now, does this have to come up in more detail before the full Michigan City Redevelopment Commission? I know that Craig Phillips, who's the city planner, and he's the executive director of the Redevelopment Commission, is going to get a copy of this petition from the citizens as well. Do they have meetings or public hearings that are going to come up anytime soon that citizens in the area should know about?
Oh, yes, and I don't have a date, but I know they meet the second Monday of every month at 5 p.m., mm-hmm. And Craig is one in the process. It'll be before the commission again, and of course, whenever there's a design that's well thought out, they'll be led to a consultant who will come up with various design. There'll be citizen input during the design process, so there'll be a lot of input for the public to hear any type of ideas they may have.